Occasionally you hear people, hear Catholics talk about the fact that what they like about some other religions is they seem to have so much more freedom. And but, you know, if we look within our own religious tradition, I think you will probably realize that there is a huge amount of freedom that God gives to us. We are baptized, and once we are baptized, we really belong to the family of God. Most of us, somewhere along the way, will receive other sacraments. We will make our first confession. We'll receive our first communion. We'll be confirmed, get married in church, whatever it may be. Receive the sacrament of reconciliation. So most of us really take advantage of these opportunities. But they're choices that we make. Our Lord sets them out there and said, they're here for you, for your development, for your growth, for your closer union with me, if you want to use them. But we see a lot of people take the freedom of not doing much with them. A lot of people do, and do it very seriously. The interesting thing about the story in the gospel today is that this is a call to discipleship. And the call to discipleship is not just meant for a few people. It's everyone who belongs to the family of God. Everyone is called to be a disciple. And what our Lord asks is that we do respond like Elisha the prophet did, or like the apostles did, or like people through the centuries have very generously done. They've accepted that invitation to be a genuine disciple of Christ, to do more than the basics, to do more than just attend Mass, or maybe receive the sacraments occasionally. We are all invited to do more. But our Lord sets it out there for us. Do you want to follow me? It's going to cost you something if you really want to be my disciple. If you really want to make me the center of your life, as I would like to be, then it's going to cost you something. Because it means that all of my decisions, all of my choices are based on my relationship with Jesus Christ. If I truly want him as the center of my life, as the great influence in my life, as the one who is going to reward me, as the one who strengthens me, as the one who gives me wisdom, the one who gives me life, who gives me light, gives me mercy, all of these things, if you want me to be the center of your life, then everything that you decide somehow is in relationship to me. When I have a decision to make, it's not whether this is a good choice or a bad choice. What does the Lord want me to do? It's kind of like making a choice between good and better, or better and best. But our focus, our conscience, directs us to Christ. What would he ask me to do? What does he expect of me? So, you know, we do this with other things in our lives. As a matter of fact, we're constantly battling with people and things and circumstances that want to be the center of our life. You know, philosophers like Lenin, they came up with a whole way of life. The socialist communist way of life. And they proposed this as a great, wonderful, peaceful thing for all people. Well, we know how well that turned out. But people say would have, say, somebody like a hero, like a Hitler, that becomes the center of their life. So everything became whatever he said, whatever he spoke, whatever decisions he made, I would follow them because he is the center of my life. And people did that. They were blinded by his abilities. Sometimes bad habits become the center of our lives. We've all known people who've been addicted to alcohol or to drugs. That becomes pretty much the center of their life. Everything they do is made, their decisions are based on, when can I get my next drink? Or when can I get my next fix? And nothing matters except that. So all of my other values, all of my other principles go right out the window. If I need money to get my fix, I can take whatever gets in my way. I can steal whatever I want to because I need that. And that's more important to me than anything else in the world at this time. It's a terrible thing to be addicted in that way. But we know people are. So the decisions they make really are not good decisions. They're decisions based on what is the center of their life. You see this sometimes with in politics. People become very much enamored of power, the ability to just kind of feel like they have superiority or a right of governance over somebody else. Some of them may start off with the most humble of attitudes, but eventually they find themselves becoming so enamored of this power that they would lie, they would cheat, they would do anything to keep that. Unfortunately, that happens. I actually knew one congressman one time who was elected to office 6 times. Most of the time, nobody ran against him because he was very good. He stayed close touch with the people. And one day he called me up and said, I'm going to be in town this weekend. I'd like to talk to you. So he came in and he said, I just want to tell you before I announce it publicly, I'm not going to run again. So I said, why? According to everything we read and hear, you're doing a wonderful job reaching out and doing what you were elected to do. He said, yes, but he said, I made a pledge to my wife when I went to Washington that if I ever started to think like too many of them do, it was time for me to leave. And he said, in the last few months, I've noticed that I don't consult as much because I think I know. And he said, it's time for me to go. That was a man who, he had the power, but he didn't abuse it. But people do that, say, with they make money the center of their life. That becomes a real serious problem sometimes. Their best friend they would step on to get advanced just a little bit higher. They would do anything to get that extra money. A lot of times they don't know what they're going to do with it. They have more than they can possibly ever spend. But somehow or another, it's that drive that keeps them, I've got to have that, whatever it is, one more step. You know? And Christ said to us, I would like to be that center in your life. I could do something really good with you. I could do something really good through you that will be good for all people, for all mankind, for all creation. Are you willing to do that? It would mean that, say, if I have my life centered in Christ, I will adore my God and always respect and honor who He is. I will be faithful in whatever He asks me to do. If He asked me to come and worship regularly, I would do that. If He asked me to reach out to somebody who has nothing, I would do that. If He asked me to extend a kindness to somebody that I don't even like, I would do it. If He asked me to pray for somebody who is sick, I would do it. So it's kind of like we so dedicate our lives to Him that He is the most important. And doing what He asks and pleasing Him in whatever way we can, that is what we try to do. We try to live by that. We don't always succeed 100%. We're still people. But we make that the goal of our lives. So that gospel reading we had today, whether you talk about if you want to follow me, you have to be willing to say, I'll follow you in everything. Even the things that hurt. Getting rid of my oxen and my plowing, whatever it may be, at least she was willing to do that. The apostles were willing to leave everything behind. Remember in one of the gospels it says, they left their nets and followed him. They trusted him enough. And that's what we would have to do too. If we make Christ the center of our life as he wants to be, it means that we have to love him. Love him enough that he would do what he says he will do. But he will also guide us at every step of our lives. So that I don't, when I have to make these decisions that are tough and difficult, I can go to him and say, what do I do? What do I do that is right? What is pleasing to you? And he will guide us. He will guide us. And somehow we will know because there's a peace that comes with having him at the center of our lives. So more important than our pleasures, more important than our drugs, more important than our work, more important than our money, more important than anything else in the world is Jesus Christ. I do everything in and through him. And in that way, I become the disciple that he calls me to be.